What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey everybody, thanks for joining me. Rob Cesternino back here to talk about what I expect to see, if you can believe it, in week number 5 of Survivor 43, an episode that is going to be called Stop With All The Niceness. I've been having a lot of fun coming to you every single week to talk about what I expect to see, even though my predictions have not been on point. I think it's a good setup for what we're about to look at here as we approach another Survivor Wednesday. On last week's episode, we saw Lindsay be the person who ended up being voted out of the Coco tribe, and we got to see for the first time a little bit of a crack in a group that seemed to be very tightly knit. Now it looks like we're going to see a little bit more of a fracture between Gio and Cassidy after last week's episode. I think both sides feel like that they have the backing of the group, but I think that Cassidy's position is a little bit stronger. We'll see how that is going to all turn out. Now, interestingly, in the preview for this week's episode, and again, if you are super averse to hearing about what's going on in the previews, I'm going to talk a little bit about what I saw when I went back and watched the preview today. But it looks like we are going to have players going to go and visit our Shipwheel Island once again. And the three people that we're going to see going to go and have a chance to make a choice: Jesse, Gio, and Janine. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how this plays out now after we saw a little bit of a alliance between the red tribe, Vessi, and the yellow tribe, Baka. How is that going to go when all three of those players end up together having to make the decision? Now, if Gio is going to be the person who is going to be on the outs, I also wonder if we might see a scenario with what happened a couple of weeks ago when Noelle had the opportunity to go to Risky Rock or whatever you want to call it. And she said, hey, I'm the one that really needs the vote tonight. So maybe the tribe that ends up losing immunity is going to end up getting to have the person get an advantage. And if it is Coco, I wonder if that the tribes that are making an alliance might want to see Gio go back there with an advantage to really help to mess things up over at Coco. Now, meanwhile, in the preview, we also saw over at Baka, it looks like that Owen is going to be the person who's going to find that third beware advantage, and maybe Owen might be the person who is able to grab the beads from the other players on his tribe, and maybe he is going to have the idol, which might shake up how a Baka tribal council might look like. So let's take a look at what is going to happen based on our three tribes. Okay, Vessi. This is the one that is still super interesting to me. In the preview for this week's episode, Jesse says something along the lines of like, hey, I came here to make big moves, to take risks. If Jesse was to risk his vote, I actually think it might be an interesting spot for him to even lose his vote, because then he doesn't have to vote in a potential 2-2 tie. Cody is going to be able to potentially play his idol for Jesse, maybe for himself, that he doesn't know that Noelle has a vote steal. That might be an interesting spot for him to potentially either get an extra vote or to potentially get an idol of his own. So I actually like the idea of Jesse potentially using his time on Risky Rock to go for an advantage. If this group goes to Tribal Council, again, your guess is as good as mine as what ends up happening. I think that Cody's idol could come into play and maybe take out either Dwight or Noel in this spot. It should be a really exciting Tribal if Vessi does go to another Tribal Council. All right, then over at the Baka tribe, this is where it's also super interesting because Gabler, remember, he still has an advantage that has to be, can't expire until we get through one more tribal council. So he's not on the table. If Owen potentially has the beware advantage, I wonder if he could use that to his benefit, potentially. We're seeing the votes go his way from Ellie and Janine. I don't think that that's going to be the case. So I've been saying I think it's going to be Janine more so than Ellie, and I guess I'll stick with that, but she's also going to have the opportunity to potentially go to Risky Rock. I wonder if she could potentially lose her vote, if that might make her more vulnerable at a Baka Tribal Council. And then one more time, let's look at Coco, where we see everything that's going on between Cassidy and with Gio. I do wonder if Coco goes to another tribal council, if they send Gio out of here faster than James Corden sends back a runny omelet. I think that my prediction for this week is going to be Gio. I wonder if that maybe we see this group after they looked so invulnerable over the first 4 weeks, maybe that they are starting to go on a little bit of a cult streak. That's why I'll make my prediction officially for episode number 5. That Gio gets voted out of the tribe. Would love to hear what you think in the comments. Let me know if you're enjoying these as well, because I've been having a lot of fun getting ready for Survivor each week with you. Of course, I'll be back after Survivor with Stephen Fishback for the Survivor Know-It-Alls. Plus, I'll have recaps of the Real Love Boat and the Amazing Race on Wednesday and Thursday morning, respectively. So hope you're enjoying all the podcasts. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast feed, robisawebsite.com/subscribe. And I also got to do another podcast this week talking about The Mole, first Netflix season, week number 2. That is up as well. And I also got to talk about the first episode of the new season of Love is Blind with Frail Mary and Asia Welch. So check that out as well. Really fun season of Love is Blind coming back. All that and much more at robiswebsite.com. Thank you for listening. Enjoy Survivor, everybody. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.